Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Technocritic Podcast. I am your host, Brian, and this is where we talk about tech beyond the spec sheet. And welcome to episode 2 of season 2, or technically episode 14. That's how I kind of count them up, but it doesn't really matter. So hello, welcome, and today we're doing a fun topic because I feel like tech right now is just boring. You know, I talked about that in the last episode, but like, it's like boring now. So I want to do something fun and talk about something cool and talk about something that a lot of people can just relate to and just, you know, something that like is not like talking about the latest iPhone rumors or whatever, because like, who cares? It's going to be the same thing anyways. Why do we really care enough, right? Let's talk about something I think everyone loves. Phone cases. Yes, I love phone cases. It's time to talk about them because there's a lot to talk about. We have a lot to cover. I want to do more of these fun episodes where we kind of talk about a topic that isn't so serious, but like can have fun discussions and whatnot. So we're going to do this more often, but I think it's time to start talking about phone cases because I don't even think I really mentioned it last season at all. My stance on phone cases, but like what I think about phone cases, what phone cases are cool, what phone cases suck. I haven't really talked about that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is we're just going to go palooza all over phone cases. So yeah, let's just start talking about it. Okay, so for me, I believe that cases really are essential. I just cannot ever have a phone without a phone case on it. And that probably just has to do with me being freaking a klutz and dropping my phone probably 30 times a day. It's bad. I drop my phone way too much. It's not good. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend being such a klutz. Not fun. Not at all. But like, I mean, like, also, like, phone cases are really cute, and like, you can accessorize, you can match your outfits, you can just like express your personality, because like, now phones are so freaking boring and like, there's no personality to them that like, you might as well have a cute phone case, right? Why is there no personality anymore? If there's no personality anymore, we might as well just accessorize with phone cases, because why not? You know, why freaking not accessorize with the phone cases? So like, that's my thing, okay? If we can't have cool, fun phones anymore, we have phone cases now. We're just going to do that, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay with having just a cool phone case, you know? So yeah, that's kind of to me, like, you know, I cannot have a phone that is naked. I cannot have a phone that does not have a fake case on it, because my phone's gonna crack and break, and obviously a screen protector too, but screen protectors are boring. Like, you get one screen protector, it's gonna last you for a year, you know, so like, we don't really care about that. So yeah, that's kind of what it is. But yeah, so that's why this video exists, okay? This podcast, okay? Let's talk about my favorite types of phone cases, because we're on the topic, might as well. I think there's two different types of phone cases that I am obsessed with. I love silicone cases, and I love slim, clear cases. And what I mean by slim, clear cases, it's cases that are freaking thin, okay? I hate a chunky case. I've had chunky cases before. They make your phone feel like a freaking brick, especially if you have an iPhone Pro Max. They make your phone feel like a fucking brick, and they suck. Like, yeah, of course, they get prime protection, but I'd rather have a little bit of risk and have a slim phone case I'm not going to drop 24/7 because the thing is so freaking big, than have a freaking thick case. You know, I don't like it. I don't like that. So, like, those are my two favorite types of phone cases. Obviously, there's other ones, too, like ones like the Casetify ones, you know, the certain styles of it, like the phone he's having right now. Is partially a clear case, but like there's like yellow sides to it. I love those types of cases. I just love so many different types of cases, you know. I love all of them. They're all fun. They're all really cool. However, there are some phone cases that give me an ick, and they are the ones that have this really, really gross texture to it. You know, like, there's some phone cases, like, they're clear, right? And, like, they're cool, but then they have, like, this glossy material that has this, like, really gross, like, feeling. Like, if, even if you don't, like, have, like, messy hands, like, you can just feel it, and it's just gross, and it makes your phone feel, like, sticky and, like, slippery. And I hate those. Those give me the ick. They give me such an ick. There's just some textures that are just, like, ugh. Like, ugh. Like, I hate it. It just feels gross. Like, I cannot have a phone case that has an icky, ucky, gross texture to it. And I know a lot of you know what I'm talking about. I am not, like, speaking out of my own ass here, okay? I know that people know that some phone cases have a gross, icky texture to it that just makes you want to throw up a little bit every time you use it, right? And then you put that phone case at the bottom of your drawer and you never use it again because it sucks. There's another important, extremely important discussion we need to have, and that has to do with the fact that some stores have horrible, horrible case selections available. And this has gone down for years now. I've noticed this for years. You go into Walmart, you go into Target, they have like horrible phone cases. You go into Best Buy, they have horrible phone cases. And like, when you're upgrading your phone, you just went to the Verizon store, you just got the brand new iPhone, and then you go to Walmart and you pick out a phone case, you're kind of like, wow, these are all gross, I hate this, but I need a phone case, so I'm gonna have to have an ugly phone case for a little bit because I'm SOL'd, okay? There's just not many options, okay? And usually when I get a new phone, I get like the Apple silicone case, you know, I just get like either that or the clear one. I get like a classic one that's going to be available on day one, okay? Because I always get my phones on day one. But like, you would expect after like the phone has been out for like a month, 2 months, there would be more options, but there really isn't. And like, I'm just trying to figure out why these stores aren't getting more options in. We need more options. We need more choices. Like, what is going on? I need to talk to the CEO of Walmart and the CEO of Target and the CEO of Best Buy and be like, babes, what's going on? Why don't we have more phone case options, okay? Because clearly, you need help. You need help and you need it now. And I can try to provide you some help, but you're going to have to work with me a little bit, okay? Because I'm going to need some options. I'm just gonna need some freaking option. And another freaking thing, okay, yeah, like this is my own fault, but if you're a baddie like me who upgrades their phone every single year because you just like to have the latest greatest, right, you're gonna give up so many phone cases every year because you upgraded, and that's just really the sad tea, okay? I am very grateful and lucky that the fact that the iPhone 14 and the 15 Pro Max are very, very similar in dimensions, so I was actually able to have almost, like, I would say probably, like, maybe 85% of my 14 Pro Max cases actually fit on the iPhone 15 Pro Max. And the phone case I have on my phone right now is an iPhone 14 Pro Max case that fits pretty much perfectly on the iPhone 15. There's, like, a one slight issue with, like, someone that the volume buttons is a little bit harder to press, but, like, it's still clicky, it works. The action button's a little bit harder to reach, but it's fine. But, like, I'm so happy that this freaking case fits because they have not made this phone case for the iPhone 15 Pro Max. And that's another freaking thing. Case companies, stop not supporting the... Stop, like, making a certain case that only works on the iPhone, the previous generation, right? I see this all the time, especially at Target. In, like, the summer, they released some really cool cases for, like, the iPhone that's available at the time. And then when September rolls around, those phone cases do not work on the iPhone 15. And they also don't make it for the iPhone 15. Like, they cycle out all the phone cases. Just, like, stick to, like, a yearly phone case and, like, put it on all the models. Put it on the iPhone 12, put it on the iPhone 13, put it on the iPhone 14, put it on the iPhone 15, okay? Just, like, stick to the last four generations of iPhones and just fucking put cases for them, okay? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I don't understand. I told you guys that this episode was going to be extremely scatterbrained, and it's just going to be scatterbrained because sometimes you just need an episode that's kind of like a crackhead episode where we just talk and talk and talk and just have some fun, okay? Now we're going to get on to one of my favorite case companies that I recently discovered, I think, probably almost 2 years ago now, probably a year and a half ago. I believe I discovered it with the iPhone 14 line, so about a year and a half ago now, yeah. Blank Space, okay? I was looking for a company that was different than Casetify because, if you know anything about me, Casetify is quite annoying, and we're going to get into that. I was looking for a different company, and I found Blank Space, and they make almost pretty much identical cases to Casetify. obviously with different designers and like a little bit of a difference, but like they're very close and like they're good quality cases. They're very affordable. Like a lot of the cases I get are like under $40, which is fantastic. And they look good. They're very artistic. They're very beautiful and they're just awesome. And I was very happy with it. And they're definitely one of my favorite companies because I've ordered them for my past three phones. I've had the iPhone 14 Pro Max. I ordered some from them. I had the iPhone 14 Pro for like 3 months, and we're not going to talk about that. That was a bad idea. And then, of course, the iPhone 15 Pro Max, and I got some for that too. So I just love them. They're awesome. They make really cool phone cases, quality phone cases. So that's a applause for me. That's definitely an applause for me because these cases are good. They're very good. They're very cool. And I think we do need to actually get this out of the way. This is going to be a lengthy rant on why I really, 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 really do not like Casetify. If you're living underneath the rock, which you probably aren't, you know what Casetify is. They're like a company that does cases. And like they're pretty customizable. They have all these different options and everything. And like at first they're really cool. I used them for years, honestly. I think my first one I got was in like 2019 or 2020. I'm not too sure. I got a Casetify case and I loved it. And then I got it for the 11, and then I got it for the 12, and then I got it for the 13. After the 13, I started to realize, I think the 14 was the one when they first started to like charge $60 to $75 for a phone case. And I was just like, absolutely not. There's nothing you can do to make me buy a $60 or $75 phone case. There's nothing you can put in the phone case or make me want to do it. And then they started doing like $120 phone cases, $200 phone cases that I saw at one point. They just do so many bad prices that like it prices people out for one thing. And for two, who wants to spend more than $50 on a phone case? Like to me, a phone case should not be over $50. There's no reason for it. It's a bunch of plastic, maybe some metal, maybe a magnet's thrown in, maybe a cute design. There's no reason for it to be over $50. Even like licensed ones, like they don't need to be $50. There's just no reason for that. And I cannot afford that. And I don't want to spend more than $50 per phone case. A lot of the phone cases I get are like at max $30. And like even then I'm kind of like, that's a little much. Who gave them the right to have like a $70 phone case? It's bad. Also, they've been caught stealing designs from people, which also is very bad. On top of that, apparently their phone cases are not the best quality and they break apart really easily. That's also very bad. They also have like a Casetify rewards program, and whenever a new phone will come out, they will not let you use your Casetify rewards on the new phone, which doesn't make any sense because why are you not letting these people use their sale and use their coupons? It just doesn't make any sense. There's just so many things wrong with this company that just makes me think, why do people still purchase stuff from them? Why do people want them? Why are they still in business? And like the only thing like Casetify still does that's better than like Blank Space is that they have a lot of licensed property. But at the same time, I feel like the licensed property is like double the rate for normal phone cases, and like they're not that cool, they're not that interesting. Like there was a couple of designs I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then I realized that like even with the $10 discount I had at one point, it would still cost me like $50 for a phone case. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. That's not for me. I don't want to do that. No, thank you. I'm going to say no to Casetify. I'm not going to do it. I just don't care. And like, I feel like a lot of people are like that. So like, if you like Casetify, cool, but I don't recommend them. They're too expensive. There's no reason for them to be so expensive, you know? There's just no reason. Let's talk about some other stores and brands-ish and what I think about them. Kind of like hot fire topic. Talking about them real quickly. I love Five Below cases. I think they're really cool. I found that within the past couple years, their quality's kind of dipped and like have been kind of, you know. There have been some times where some Five Below cases, they don't really align properly with the phone or like they're really cheaply made, which of course they are. But like some of them are like they're good quality and like they last, you know. They're just not amazing. So like they're slay, they're cute, fun designs, but you can just find better for a little bit more. Amazon cases can be very, very, very ugly. They can 100% be some of the ugliest cases you will ever see. I saw some people, like, when they get the iPhone 15, they slap on a really ugly Amazon case, and I'm just kind of like, why are these cases so ugly? And, like, a lot of the cases on Amazon are, like, you've seen phone kiosks before, right? Like, at your local mall, like, right next to, like, the Verizon store, the AT&T store, like, the T-Mobile store, there'd be, like, a phone case kiosk, because, like, you know, people would be walking out with a new phone, and, like, they'd buy a fucking phone case from there. A lot of them are like that. Like, there's some really ugly ones that, like, have been made the same design for the past probably, like, 10 years. They've kept the same Galaxy print design or the same really ugly rough and tumble cases, and they're just so ugly. They really are just so ugly. So, like, you can find cute cases on Amazon 100%, but, like, most of them are probably the ugliest cases you will ever see, which is kind of sad. It really is kind of sad. Spec cases. I used to love spec cases, like, in, like, 2012, 2013, 2014, that era. I loved spec cases. They're really cute. They're really cool. They're protective. They're easy to put on, easy to take off. Then once we got to, like, the iPhone, I would say, like, iPhone 12 with, like, the flat sides, their cases suck. You cannot take the cases off for shit. They are very thick. They don't last that long. They break. They stick onto your phone like glue, and they're just ugly. Like, a lot of them are now really ugly. Like, it's a shame that spec cases now are so ugly. It really is a shame. Case quality anymore. Like, their case quality has gone downhill. I've had many spec cases that just break randomly, which is fucking stupid. And they just suck, so I don't even use them. I don't even consider them anymore. OtterBox, I've stopped caring about OtterBox. They're the same thing. They're very thick cases that stick onto your phone like glue, and you can barely take them off, and it just pisses you off that this fucking case that costs $50 won't come off my damn phone. Like, I need to clean my phone, okay? I don't want to stick one case on the phone and then never clean. Have you seen some of those videos of people who, like, clean phones for a living? They're, like, their phone repair shop. And, like, I've seen these on TikTok. They clean a phone, and, like, they clean the phone for the first time ever since this person's had this phone. Like, this person's had, like, an iPhone 8 Plus for, like, a past half decade. They've had it for, like, 7 years now, and they have never cleaned it once. And they take the phone case off, and, like, a bunch of diseases just, like, leave from the freaking phone case. A bunch of microorganisms release into the environment and, like, affect society. Have you seen those? I've seen them, and it makes me so gross. How can people never clean their phone, never take their phone case off? They work in these gross, dusty, crusty environments, and they probably don't even wash their own hands. Oh my god, no. These people, like, they can't clean their phone case. Like, you need to clean your phone every once in a while, okay? You need to take it out of the case, and you need to scrub it down. You need to clean it, because there's going to be microorganisms building up in there and a bunch of crusty dirt bullshit. Ugh. It's like an iPad kid's iPad. It's gross. It's got a bunch of diseases on it. It's disgusting. It's gross. Like, clean your damn phone cases, people. Clean your damn phone. You don't need 5 phone cases, sure, but you need to clean your phone case. You need to learn how to do it, because you're gross and nasty, and I bet you don't clean other things yet. I bet you don't do that. So please, get help. Find help. Seek help now, okay? Before we release another pandemic into the world, okay? Thank you. Alright, and then also wildflower cases. I mean, I think wildflower cases are really cute. They're cute. Their printing quality is bad. I've had a wildflower case before, and, like, their print quality is just really bad. I don't know why. It's, like, very grainy and pixelated, and just, like, this case company that, like, multiple celebrities endorsed have, like, pixelated phone cases. Like, what's going on? There must be something wrong with it, because, like, this ain't cute. Like, it looks like they freaking found an image off the internet and just, like, screen printed it on the phone case and then called it a day. Like, they're charging $40 for a phone case. You need help, Wildflower. You really do. All right, and finally, we're going to touch on one topic before I end the podcast. Android phone cases are garbage. They are garbage. Unless you have the latest Google Pixel or you have the latest Samsung Galaxy, you walk into Target, you're not going to find a phone case for your phone unless you have, like, a super cheap one that's very, very popular, or you have the latest Galaxy. You're not going to find it when you walk into Target. You're not going to find it when you walk into Best Buy, even. You go on Amazon, you're going to have very, very few options that are very much drop shipped. and are ugly and have the same designs for the past 10 years. What's going on with it? Why can't we support Galaxy phone cases? What's going on? I recently got a Galaxy Z Flip, okay? You can't find phone cases in store for that. I've noticed there's no phone cases in store for that. Unless you go to like Best Buy, which is where I got my phone case that I have on it right now. I got it from Best Buy. What's going on with that? Do we have to do a case study on this? Because clearly there's something going on. I don't understand that. But like, I just wanted to touch on that really quickly. Like, all these opinions are about iPhone cases, okay? I have a bajillion iPhone cases. I have one Android case that's probably going to stay that way because the phone cases I see on Amazon for the Galaxy Z Flip are kind of cute, but I know they're really cheap and they're going to suck. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Technocritic Podcast. Like I said, there's going to be new episodes every other week, so be sure to stay tuned for that. If you want to learn more about the podcast, I strongly suggest that you follow us on Instagram at TechnocriticPod. On Instagram, we post episode updates. We post the day before an episode launches, so you know what episode we're talking about. We do a bunch of cool things on there, so be sure to follow us on Instagram. If you want to find out more about the podcast, you can go to podcasters.spotify.com/technocriticpod, and you can learn more about the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you want to follow me, the host, Brian Lesniak, on all social media platforms, it is Brian Lesniak with two N's on every single social media platform, whether that be TikTok, whether that be Twitter or X, whether that be Threads, whether that be Instagram. You can follow me on all the social medias. You can follow my YouTube channel. Do whatever you got to do. Thank you guys so much for listening to this rant or talk about phone cases. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys had a lot of fun too. I shall see you guys in the next episode. Have a great day. And yeah, goodbye.